Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Palmetto Mornings. This is Alex Greenwald.
Chris Miller in for Lucas McFadden. He's got the day off. You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, Comporium Channel 102, that is CN2, and of course Facebook Live on both WRHI and CN2's Facebook pages.
It is a busy morning.
Very busy.
Getting closer to the weekend, and I think there's so many great things happening coming up. And we've got our friends here from Nation Ford's Performing Arts Center. Corporation. Did I get it right?
Company.
Goodness.
Corporation, company. It all kind of comes together, right?
We know our parents are all watching, and they're so proud to see you guys on here this morning. And I'm going to start down the road with Davian, Amanda, and Mackenzie. Welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you.
So, Davian, I'm going to start with you, and then we're going to go down the line. Share a little bit about what is Nation Ford's Performing Art Company and how students can get involved.
So Nation Ford Performing Art Company really does almost everything with show stuff on the stage. We do a lot of sponsoring for, like, fundraisers, like Big Bird on Campus, stuff like that, which is like a male pageant. But our main thing is we do the plays and the musicals, and this year we're doing the show All Shook Up.
All Shook Up.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Amanda, what is All Shook Up? What, if folks have never even heard or seen about this, give a little teaser.
Okay, so it has songs by Elvis, and yes, Elvis.
Love Elvis.
Yeah, sign me up for that.
Yes, and it's based off of Shakespeare's
12th night
play. Yeah.
Chris, do you remember that back in English class?
Oh, no. Not at all. No.
So, Mackenzie, I know you are the magic behind the scenes, and sometimes that's the most important job because you have to be able to put together the lights and everything from the engineer side. So share for folks what all you have to do, and it's not easy, right?
No. So we started in October building the sets, and so we have teachers and we have like dads helping us, but it's basically all students building and painting the sets, and then we have a costume crew that finds and puts together all the pieces for the costumes. And then we have people in the booth that do the lights and the sounds. And we have people up on the catwalk doing the spotlights.
It's like the Oscars.
It is more intense, I think, than the Oscars,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, the costumes and all of that. I'm going to assume, Davian and Amanda, are you guys actors and actresses?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Davian, who is your character? And share a little bit about what that looks like, how that person evolves. Are you Elvis?
All right. So I'm not Elvis himself, but the character has like a really big Elvis-esque kind of like theme to him.
He's a roustabout.
Yeah. He's like a ladies' man. He's like, he go from town to town. And like his whole goal in the show is to like bring life to different towns wherever he goes. And so the town that he's in is like really dead. And there's like a law against pretty much like music and having fun and like the things you could wear. And it's like, his whole thing is just, he just wants to, like, play his music. He goes with, like, a guitar on his back and a motorcycle. And that's just, he's just a roustabout that they call him. He just goes town to town and does whatever he wants.
So it sounds a little like Footloose, right?
Yeah,
right?
Actually.
I mean, Footloose, he couldn't dance and all that, so okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe that's where Shakespeare got his inspiration.
Yeah, Shakespeare got it from Footloose, yeah. From Kevin Bacon. He just tuned in and saw Kevin Bacon do his thing and said, I'm going to write a play about that.
Nowadays, never know what you're going to get. Amanda, what is your character and what can we expect with them?
Well, I'm on ensemble, and so I created a little background for myself. So I gave myself the name Tracy.
So you get to create your own name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we get all creative with it. She's very flirty. She loves to dance, so she's not very excited about these laws about not being able to dance and have fun with music and stuff like that. So yeah, she just like, she's just really into it. You know what I mean?
Love that, you guys. This really, I recently watched the big Elvis movie, that 2.5 hour long.
One of my favorite movies. But of course, I'm a big Elvis person.
Oh, like,
I mean,
absolutely.
I love his music and I love everything about him. So, yes, I that was one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, me as well. Are we going to hear some of Elvis's songs throughout this?
Yeah, it's all Elvis.
Oh, then, Chris, we're in. So, for folks that want to get involved and come out.
So, David, are you going to be singing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what songs will you be singing?
A couple I sing Teddy Bear. I sing Love Me Tender.
Okay.
If I Can Dream.
Jailhouse
Rock.
Rock.
I don't know how I can read that. So I sing Jailhouse Rock.
Are you
going to
sing All Shook Up?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm like forgetting all like, the main
Blue
numbers.
Shoes.
Yeah. Blue Suede Shoes.
Don't Be Cruel.
Do you have the moves down pat? Or are you trying to be your own original Elvis?
Definitely the way our choreographer choreographed it, it's like a lot of heavy like Elvis like styles and like specific moves, but there's a lot of like a nice range of like what everybody does. Oh my bad, I'm like lean back.
You're good.
A wide range of like different kind of things, but I think I feel like I have the whole Elvis kind of like, you know, like the suave swag kind of he has.
You do. The drip.
The drip, yeah.
Is that what they say these days?
And he has the early Elvis look. He's not the late Elvis, right? It's
yes.
not the late Elvis when he'd put on some weight and all that stuff like that.
He's a healthy looking Elvis.
He's the young 23-year-old Elvis when he was singing Jailhouse Rock and all shook up with that type of stuff.
Yes, could sir. Move around in his blue suede shoes. Well, Mackenzie, I'm going to pass it over to you. For folks that want to come out, what is the day's time and location?
Okay, so it's at Nation Ford High School, and it is this Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m.
Perfect. So starting today going through Saturday. Do you guys have a head start figuring out who's all coming so far? Do you feel like it's going to be a pretty packed house?
Yeah, everybody's excited, especially like one of our teachers, Miss Marsh, her dad, he's older. He invited, like, his whole Sunday school class.
Yeah,
he invited
like
everybody.
25 people.
I love it. Yeah. When you're on stage, Amanda, can you really see out in the audience? Or with all the stage lights, is it a pretty dark, blacked-out room?
For the most part, it's pretty dark because we have the spotlights and everything. But if you pay attention, which we don't, but you can – it's when you're, like, farther downstage, you can see the front row, really. And that's – basically about it. You can't really see much farther than that.
So it's not a scary thing at
all.
Well, maybe that's our next calling, Chris, to get into performing arts.
Well, at Nation Ford High School is a great place to watch the arts and concerts and that type of stuff. We get to do our prom pledge. We've done our prom pledge in the past. I remember the facility just fantastic.
Huge.
For watching stuff. So looking forward to it again. It's tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday, right?
Yes.
Well,
and
thank you, guys.
How do folks get tickets? They just show up at the door?
You can order them on GoFan.
So just GoFan, then they need search Nation
GoFan,
Ford High School.
GoFan, Nation Ford High School.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
We've got our friends here at Nation Ford High School, the Performing Arts. And again, go to the website, get your tickets. It starts tonight all through Saturday till 7 p.m.
And we don't tell them good luck. We say break a leg.
Break a leg.
Thank y'all so much.
Thanks, guys.